Wondrous Encounters, Disc 4.
Palm Sunday. Waxing and Waning. The Letter to Philippians, Chapter 2, Verses 6 through 11. In this overflow of rich themes today, including an entire reading of the Passion account, an extra gospel on the Palm Sunday event, and pivotal readings from Isaiah 50 and Philippians 2, anyone would be at a loss to decide where to look, what to think, or how to feel. Since less is almost always more when it comes to diving deep on the spiritual journey, I hope you will be content with one meditation on one reading today. I am going to direct you toward the great parabolic movement described in the second reading of Philippians 2. Most consider that this was originally a hymn sung in the early Christian community and certainly an inspired one on many levels. To give us an honest entryway into this profound text, let me offer you a life-changing quote from Carl Jung's Psychological Reflections. In the secret hour of life's midday, the parabola is reversed. Death is born. The second half of life does not signify ascent, unfolding, increase, exuberance, but death, since the end is now its goal. The negation of life's fulfillment is synonymous with the refusal to accept its ending. Both mean not wanting to live, and not wanting to live is identical with not wanting to die. Waxing and waning make one curve. The hymn from Philippians, artistically, honestly, but boldly describes that secret hour when God in Christ reversed the parabola, when the waxing became waning. It says it actually started with the great self-emptying or kenosis that we call the incarnation in Bethlehem and ends with the crucifixion in Jerusalem. It brilliantly connects the two mysteries as one movement down, down, down into the enfleshment of creation, and then into humanity's depths and sadness and final identification with those at the very bottom. It says he took the form of a slave on the cross. Jesus represents God's total solidarity with and even love of the human situation, as if to say, nothing human is abhorrent to me. God, if Jesus is right, has chosen to descend in almost total counterpoint with our humanity that is always trying to climb, to achieve, to perform, and to prove itself. He invites us to reverse the process, too. This hymn says that Jesus leaves the ascent to God in God's way and in God's time. What freedom! And it happens better than any of us could have expected. And because of this, God lifted him up and gave him the name above all other names. We call it resurrection or ascension. Jesus is set as the human blueprint, the standard in the sky, the oh-so-hopeful pattern of divine transformation. Who would have presumed that the way up could be the way down? It is, as St. Paul says, the great secret mystery. Trust the down and God will take care of the up. This leaves humanity in solidarity with the life cycle, but also with one another, with no need to create success stories for itself or to create failure stories for others. Humanity in Jesus is free to be human and soulful instead of any false climbing into the Spirit. This was supposed to change everything. And it still will.